Now, we all know that the MRO gave Patrick Cripps a 2-week ban, okay? We also all know that Rioli challenged a very similar incident, went to the tribunal and had his overturned and walked away scot-free.
Yep.
Now we know that Carlton, obviously, they've got to go to they're going to appeal, so they're going to go to the tribunal. Are you expecting the same result?
You know what? I just do not know the answer to that, and I don't know anyone that could speak with any great degree of surety about it. Carlton will go and throw everything at it, and they'll think they're a good chance. Others will say that's a fundamental difference between marking and playing the ball. The others will say that Matty Rowell jumped up and played the game out no problem. This boy, Callum Archie, went off and was subbed out with symptoms. Ultimately, you know what the tribunal's like. If it was Christian Petrarca, people may not believe me, but I'm telling you from my heart, if Christian Petrarca did the same thing, this is my honest opinion, I think it's a suspendable action. Jumping off the ground and hitting someone in the head that warrants them being taken from the ground, for mine, isn't a suspendable offence.
Is there still some room in the game to judge something as a football action where you're competing for the ball?
Yep.
And it's not necessarily a bump, but it's a collision, which is the result of two people competing for the same ball. One may be arriving a little bit later and then just covering themselves up. And in the act of covering themselves up after they competed for the ball, they bump somebody and make contact high.
I think there is. And then all the different determinants come into play. Did you arrive at the same time at the ball? And was the contact incidental?
Yep.
Was there an option for Patrick Cripps not to jump off the ground? Which, of course, there was. He didn't have to jump off the ground to make contact, which then the...
he did, really, because the ball was there to be... he was competing for the ball, and at that split second, he thought that he was competing for the ball. Therefore, he would have had to take off the ground.
Okay.
I think, anyway. If you look at those... if you look at that, and, you know, they're going to slow it down and look at it frame by frame, that type of thing, but they... if you look at it in real speed and in real time...
Yep.
I didn't think that it was such a... an illegal attack on the ball as what some other people thought.
That's why we get these varied results and the passions and everything else. Some people see it like that, other people don't. It may very well... his ability to get off and play might be determined by who sits on the appeals panel or the challenging panel. Because if you get the same three that sat at the Willy Rioli, your chances are he might.
Well, I think you made a really good point about that, and that is the different outcome. And that is that Archie didn't play any more part in the game.
Mm.
And the other incident involving Rowell got up and played the rest of the game. So there would have been a medical report.
Yep.
Okay, let's put that
what
to
about
one.
You?
No, I've already said what I thought about it.
Do you think he should get off?
I think he will. Yeah, I think he will based
on... do you think he should?
Well, I do. I think that...
in the environment about head-high contact?
No, and you know my point about that and how strong I am about that and how serious we need to take it. You know all that. But I still think we play a collision sport.
No question.
And there's a competitiveness which is associated with that.
Yep.
And accidents will happen in the determination for two players to go after the one ball.
Yep.
That's what I think. Okay.